Today marked the official end of Israel's presence in Gaza after a 38-year occupation. 3 weeks ago, Israeli security forces removed all Jewish settlers. Today, the army itself pulled out. NPR's Linda Gradstein went to Gaza for what was supposed to be a ceremony handing power over to the Palestinian Authority. She's on the line now. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Debbie.
I understand there was a glitch.
Yes, at the last minute, the Palestinian officials said that they would not participate in the handover ceremony. Palestinian Planning Minister Hassan Khatib told me that it was an Israeli unilateral move, the whole withdrawal from Gaza. He said Israel did not coordinate any of it with the Palestinians, and the Palestinians did not want to participate in a ceremony with Israel. He said Palestinians were also extremely angry about the closing of the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt, which he said was a unilateral decision. That crossing is being closed for 6 months, and all traffic between Gaza and Egypt will have to go through Israel and be supervised by Israel. Palestinian officials also were very angry about the Israeli cabinet decision today not to demolish about 24 synagogues in Gaza before the Israeli troops left. That means that Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas has to either demolish them himself, in which case he's seen as demolishing synagogues, or try to protect them from large crowds of Palestinians who are going to be coming into the area and who it's likely will attack these synagogues, and which they say are a symbol of the Israeli occupation.
What are the prospects for Gaza now?
Well, it's really not clear. There has been a growing amount of lawlessness in Gaza. Just last week, Musa Arafat, a former Palestinian security official, was assassinated. There have been a growing number of kidnappings of journalists, although in most cases the journalists are released. And Palestinian officials have said they are concerned about what's going on in Gaza. At the same time, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas canceled a trip to New York. He was supposed to go to attend the UN, and he says he's going to deal with Gaza and do everything he can to impose law and order there.
NPR's Linda Gradstein, thank you.
Thank you.